Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Irvin 65, talking about not being under the right state of mind. The Gemara asks from a brisa, the sale or purchase of a person who is drunk is valid. If he, the drunk, committed a transgression involving the penalty of death, he is to be executed, and if he committed one involving lashes, he is to be lashed. The general rule is that he is regarded as a sane man in all respects, except that he's exempt from prayer. Evidently, being drunk is not a justification for sinning, according to some interpretations of the Gemara. But the idea of thinking about the idea of intoxication is that sometimes we think it's only in relation to fluids, we think it's only in relation to drinking and whatnot. Of course, we have to keep a sane mind, we have to keep a lucid mind as much as we can. Even on Purim, me and myself, my own theory is to try to be as lucid as possible. If you want to do the Haman Baruch Mordechai situation, you could take a nap. So I, myself, and my wife, we're very against drinking. We don't drink. But in general, the idea of intoxication is something that we have to avoid as much as we can at all costs. And granted, people have their pulls, people have their struggles, people have their addictions and afflictions. And of course, alcoholism and many all other isms are very difficult, and people have to work on it and need rehab and need help and support, of course. But in general, on an average day, on an average way, and in an average life, we have to avoid all forms of intoxication. There's intoxicating power, there's intoxicating need, there's intoxicating desire, such as for smells or for food or for need. Eating something, I need that food so badly, I want that chocolate so badly, I need to eat that meal so badly. We have to figure out how to avoid the intoxication if we're under the influence of needing or wanting something, especially power or honor or money or prestige. It's going to warp our senses, it's going to warp our outlook on life, it's going to destroy us, it's going to hurt us. We have to do what we can to avoid intoxication. Look at society, look at culture, especially secular culture, especially in times of politics, in times of running for office or whatnot. Look what power does to a person. Look what the need for power does to a person. Look at the campaigns, how they smear and smear, try to hurt and destroy other people just because they want X, Y, or Z. We have to do what we can to avoid that. Avoid any type of intoxication, whether it be a substance or, God forbid, any of the other things, and even more so in other areas, power, prestige, or the like. Do what you can to avoid intoxicating things, because it warps the mind, it destroys the mind, it takes away your lucid ability, takes away your capability of doing things. And try as much as you can, bli neder, to not drink of those things, whether it be substances that are not good or liquids that are not good. Bli neder, we try to not drink, we should say. Bli neder, we try to not do these things. Bli neder, we try not to run after power, honor, or prestige, because these things can damage our outlook on life, and these things can hurt us and harm us from accomplishing and being the best Avadim, best Eved Hashem that we could try to be. Join us next time as we talk Irvin 66 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.